Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from olaandola.com again. Today we're discussing my wife is not attracted to me anymore. Let's talk about if you are experiencing a situation where you feel like your wife is not attracted to you anymore. I know that feeling, okay? I know that feeling, and it's usually not your fault, okay? For me, it wasn't my fault. There's a good chance it's not your fault, so relax. And let's study together why. What will bring your wife to a place where she's acting like she's not attracted to you anymore? What does that mean exactly? Can we spell this out? Does that mean your wife doesn't want to have sex with you anymore? She doesn't want to, she doesn't like the idea of touching in public or even privately. She's not affectionate right now. She's not feeling it. Well, there are many reasons why that could happen. Like, well, if your wife just had a baby, there's a good chance that there's a lot of things going on with her body from an hormonal standpoint. So you want to be aware, you want to study, you want to learn these things, right? But let's just assume that it's not because she just had a baby. Let's just assume that suddenly something like that just happened, right? Some people will go to the angle of, is she seeing somebody else? Is it somebody at the job? Like, what could it be? What is it that will make a woman? So first of all, the good news is that it doesn't have to be someone else that she's seen. It could be, but it doesn't have to be, okay? But even if it's someone else, the worst thing you want to worry about is that person, okay? Because in your mind, you should look at that person as a loser, okay? Because if a woman does not have enough integrity to hold on to the to hold on to the commitment she has with you just because she's feeling, then that's whatever attracts her is probably a loser. So don't worry about that too much, okay? However, let's worry about your relationship with your wife, okay? There is something missing, okay? There's something that's missing, okay? And usually it's not because you're lacking, okay? It's the relationship itself. It's not any of the individuals. See, when we have relationship, we started exciting with these very highs and higher highs and higher lows, right? But unfortunately in life, there's complete, you know, we get complacent, you know, and there's, you know, everyone relax, we get to know each other, and then naturally we start to take each other for granted, okay? So whoever gets to that turning point first will basically reject the other person, and the other person will feel that rejection, and that breeds obsession. And then, but honestly, it's not just you, it's on both ends, but whoever rejects first will create obsession on the other end, and it's not necessarily your fault, okay? But it's just something that happens to the best of us in life, especially in a longer term relationship like a marriage. So what are the things that you need to do? First of all, it's okay to accept, like, yes, it's not attractive right now, because attraction are temporary in nature, right? If you do some things long term, long enough, then it feels like that marriage relationship goal, and it feels like you're always attracted to each other. Yes, because you've stored enough in your love tank long enough. However, if you haven't figured this out yet, if you're still experiencing a situation where you feel like your wife may not be attracted to you, then there's one or two or three things that you should learn. The first thing you should learn is that your wife will only be attracted to you if you are attracted to yourself, okay? So there is a thing about confidence that attracts anyone in life, okay? So even men or women, when you have confidence and everyone can feel it and you're basically beaming confidence out of your body, everyone is attracted to that, okay? So if you're showing up with insecurities, if you're defensive in your conversation, if you're engaging in unnecessary arguments, okay, not debates, but arguments, toxic arguments with your wife, it's only a matter of time before they start to lose respect for you. And if she doesn't respect you, she can't love you, okay? So if you build enough of those things over time, yes, she's not going to be attracted to you, all right? So for whatever reason, she's not attracted right now, or at least you don't feel like she's attracted to you right now anymore. There are clearly things that you're seeing. Maybe she doesn't want to have sex. Maybe she doesn't want to touch. Like I said earlier, she doesn't want public display of affections. Things like that are signs that she's not attracted. So let's just assume she's not, okay? But the ball is in your court because you have history with this woman, okay? Because you have history with this woman, that's a good thing, okay? But you got to give her space. Basically, essentially, what she's asking for is space. you know what they say about distance? It makes the heart fonder. So if you're just there, you're trying to smother her and you don't give her that space to miss you, again, that's an evidence of a good reason why she's losing attraction for you. She you're predictable. She doesn't have the opportunity to wonder what you're up to. Everything is predictable, and that, my friend, is called boring, okay? And that's why she's probably not attracted to you. Now, you gotta give her space, but giving people space is easier said than done. When you're not engaged fully 100% with your personal purpose in life, which must be bigger than yourself and your wife all put together, and all put together, it has to be bigger than that. Okay, that's number one. If you're not connected to yourself spiritually, if you're not connected, if you're not self-sustainable from an emotional standpoint, right? If you don't have peace of mind by yourself, with or without your wife, she's not going to be attracted to you because you can smell it. Because you lack confidence, okay? She can smell it. So it goes back to the third core pillar, which is the self, okay? Self, your self-sustainability, self-sufficiency, self-development. You need to work on that. Those things will allow you, will give you the opportunity, give you the strength to be able to pull away from her without missing or skipping a beat in your heart. But that will allow her to be attracted back to you, because remember, you have history with her. So if you have the confidence that you have history with her, then you'll be able to allow her the time to come back to you. In that time period, it's okay, this is your wife, to find out what is up, what is she up to, what is she up to, you don't really care about what she's up to, but what is up with her, more like it, like if she has other things that she's worried about, you can ask her provoking questions like, what's going on? You have anything you want to share with me, babe? I'm just wondering if all is well. We haven't spoken in a while. And then if she's completely like just turned off and she doesn't want to have the conversation, again, give her the space, like, okay, no problem. I got to go to bed. Don't act salty. Don't act butthurt. If you're acting butthurt around your wife, that's another reason why she will lose interest and will be less attracted to you. So just keep that at the back of your mind as you're navigating these things, okay? So let me share with you four things that you should probably should worry about. Again, connect with yourself spiritually, again, self-development and things like that, right? Connect with your personal purpose, things that you may have wanted to do, your dreams that you've lost sight of. Focus and get back on that, because that will allow you to be able to, that will soak you up, because you're passionate about those things, right? And that will soak you up so that you can, you'll find it a lot more easier to give her space. Because the key thing is that you gotta give her space so she can miss you again, all right? So that's something that you should focus on. And the last thing I'm gonna say is yourself. So self-sustainability, self-respect, right? Self-love, okay? If you don't love yourself, if you're not beaming out confidence, she's not gonna be attracted to you. And that's something you should keep in mind, all right? That's all I have for you on this episode. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. I'm bringing videos to you like this from time to time. Subscribe, watch more videos, and don't forget to go download the book for free at lolaandola.com. Just go claim your free copy by simply becoming a member. I will see you on the next one, and peace.